produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Go ahead and let it out.
Yes, sir.
You have your, I hope y'all taking notes. Because I come to teach it and preach it. I do the best I can.
All right.
But watch this. Somebody shout, I have sanctuaries.
I have sanctuaries.
Now, let me give you three synonyms of the word praise.
All right.
There's really a list of 12, but I'm going to give you three because I don't want to take up too much time. Number one, praise synonym is bless.
All right.
Number two is magnify.
All right.
Number three, it is exalt.
All right.
When you get a chance, here's some homework for you. Go back and read Psalms 34.
Well, all right.
Psalms 34, verse 1, it says, I'll bless the Lord at all times.
Oh, yeah.
His eyes on God and his praise shall continually be in my mouth.
All right.
Verse 3 says, oh, magnify the Lord with me.
That's what it's saying.
Same verse 3. Let us exalt.
It is.
All right.
Exalt his name together.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's up to us.
Come on, man. Come on.
As individuals, to exalt his name together.
All right.
Like I said to y'all the last time when I was here, talking about having, I think I said to you, I can't remember. You got to have the right partner in life.
Come on, man, come on.
Now, who knows how to praise God with you in your down moment?
Yeah.
In your middle moment?
Yeah.
In your horizon moment?
All right.
Hallelujah. There are three levels. You got to be connected with folks. Whether you're single, you got to have some friends who know how to praise God in your down moment.
All right.
Because everybody gonna have a down moment.
Amen.
My friend told me she died at the age of 93. You just keep living, you're gonna have some down moments.
Yeah.
And when you have down moments, you gotta know how to lift your hands up.
Yeah.
Even in your down moments.
Oh, yeah.
Even while you're crying, while you're hurting. My wife loved this famous song by Ty Tripp on his new album. Only one night though. I think I'm saying it right. He said, "You're gonna cry, but it's only one night."
All right.
And I thought about that scripture to tie into that song. It says, "Weep and name." Come on,
yes,
talk
sir.
To me.
Come on,
endure for what? A night. But there is a reverse. Somebody shout reverse.
Reverse.
There is joy that will show up while you cry.
Yeah.
While you in pain, God has a way of bringing joy to show up while you cry. God has a way of showing up, but here it is. It's connected to your praise.
All right, man. Come on, preach up.
Praise three things again. Number one, somebody shout, I got to bless.
I got to bless.
Number two, he says, I got to magnify. Shout, I got to magnify. And number three, you got to exalt.
Exalt.
So it's up to you to make some noise.
Yes, sir.
It ain't up to God.
Yeah.
It's up to you and I to make some noise.
All right.
Now watch this. Now get this. There is why I said to you there's more than just us coming to 1289 Board Avenue.
All right.
Yeah. We come here to do unity together.
Yeah.
That's what the text said in Sunday school lesson. In verse number 8, it says the unity.
Am I right?
We are there. So that means we come together in unity, and we come in unity. Unity creates a movement.
All right, come on now.
Oh yeah.
Say it again.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Unity creates a movement.
Yeah.
Where there is no unity, there is a separation.
Oh yeah.
But where there's unity, the Bible says, where there's two or three tension and agreement on anything, Jesus said. When you touch and agree, I'll perform.
Yeah. Come on, man.
But you got to get an agreement.
Yes, sir.
First agreement is you got to get an agreement with heaven.
All right.
Say it again. Thank you, Holy Spirit. First agreement is you got to get an agreement with heaven.
Amen.
How do I get an agreement with heaven? Here it is. Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And his righteousness.
Oh, yeah.
And all of these things shall be added unto thee.
Yes, sir.
So in order for something to be added in my life, we got to seek him.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you, you want to see a strong church?
Yeah.
Look for a praying church.
All right.
Amen.
I clap to you. You want to see a strong church? See a worshiping church.
Amen.
You want to see a strong church? Be like the name of
there.
Here it is. These are five things. Who take the notes. I did a series on this on social media a while back, probably some years ago. I heard the Holy Spirit say you need to write a book from it. Number one, five sanctuaries. Number one is your eye gate. Somebody shout my eye gate. Your eye gate is a sanctuary.
Well, all right.
What you see is what you visualize. I ain't got time to teach you. I feel like it. Well, sure, I got to teach this one day. What you visualize, your visualize creates. Your visualize will create and bring metaphors and it'll crawl and make the thing to come to you.
Here it is.
If you ever notice, watch this. Now, I know I'm going to go, so I know I'm going to make you laugh. When the weather changes, the bugs start showing up.
All right.
I'm sitting on my porch. I'm going to keep my two cans of that wall spray.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting on the porch. I saw two moths sitting there.
All right.
I shook my can. I said, I ain't got enough of them mother doors. I was sitting there shaking. And I started spraying it. Mother Maggie came out just shooting a little bit.
All right.
I said, Lord, have mercy. And it's almost like the other moth said, oh, he got a shooting speed.
All right.
And the other moths all of a sudden started coming towards me. So I took the can and threw it. Because I said, I ain't got time to be getting stung.
All right.
But he said, he let me know you mess with one of mine.
Yeah.
Y'all catch that in the
mirror.
You'll catch that in the mirror. You messing with my friend.
Yeah.
Since you mess with my friend, I'm going to come towards you.
That's
how God is for us.
Oh, yeah.
When the enemy comes in like a flood,
God
says he'll lift up a standard. That means that God will come in and he'll rescue you, whatever you're dealing with. But how can God rescue you? If you don't get him involved,
is
there anybody here know you gotta get God involved so God can rescue you? Whatever you are coming through, if you believe that, give God a praise with your hands.
Amen.
Number one is my eye gate.
All right.
Number two is your mind gate.
All right.
God is saying that time. So is a man thing. So is he. Can I raise a question?
Come on.
What do you really think about yourself?
All right.
I know we know how to put on the front of church. How we do
that?
But when you leave church, when you get in your car, when you get back home to your address, how do you see yourself?
I
look around the room, y'all look real good, and I get closer, y'all know you women smell good.
Uh-huh.
Get around some of us brethren, there's a few of us in here, we smell good. At the same time, like I cracked a joke earlier on Brother Bert, I said, Brother Bert, I want to get my hair like you. So I just said, well, Pastor, I don't think you're going to be able to do that. She said, well, you take some off your chin. Amen. Well, watch this, beloved. Understand that you got sanctuaries.
Yes, sir.
But those sanctuaries is connected to your gate.
Right.
Number one, y'all remember, is the what?
The eye
gate. Number two is what?
The mind gate.
Here's number three, the ear gate.
All right.
What do you hear? What do you hear? Number four, I got to get out of here. Number four is your mouth gate.
All right.
Proverbs 18:21.
Yeah.
Death and life is in the power of my tongue. So many times I said the wrong stuff in my home. I ain't no shame in my game. I said the wrong stuff that hurt my wife.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I gotta try to go back, Lord, show me how to fix it.
All right.
And I try to go fix it. It's hard to fix it because now it's been shut up now on the inside.
Yeah.
And so now I gotta ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, show me how to get the door back open.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes a minute, but when that time comes, a man got to learn. I'm preaching to myself and any other man who's talking about getting married. And those who watch us on social media live, let me help you, brethren. You want to keep the door open? You got to stay in the face of God.
Amen.
See, when you trying to go through your own wisdom, your own wisdom can get you in trouble. Sisters, let me talk to you. It's the same thing for y'all.
Yeah.
You want to keep him happy? Do your part.
Amen.
All right, let's keep moving. Don't want to get stuck there.
Come on, man.
The last but not least.
Yeah.
Number five, the heart gate.
All right.
What's in your heart? You want to know one of the things that keeps individuals from staying stuck in their same place?
All right.
The heart condition.
Come on, man.
I'm still talking about praise.
Yes, sir. I'm
going to show you in a minute. Here it is. A lot of folks got unforgiveness in their heart.
All right.
Come on.
And when you got unforgiveness in your heart with somebody else, it creates a problem.
Yeah.
But when you be honest with God and say, Lord, I got some unforgiveness in my heart.
All right.
God, I got some hatred in my heart.
Amen.
God, I allow my mouth to cuss some folks out.
Yes, sir.
I allow the stuff that I saw on TV to get in my eye gate that penetrated in my mind gate because my eye gate began to lust. What do you have in your sanctuary?
All right.
that keeps you from elevating your prayer.
All right.
What do you have? I gave you five gates.
Uh-huh.
I gave you.
Yeah.
The mind gate.
Uh-huh.
The ear gate, the mouth gate, the heart gate.
Yeah.
What is it that you have?
Yes, sir.
In your sanctuary.
Uh-huh.
That's interfering and hindering you to elevate your prayer.
All right, all right.
Number two.
Yeah.
He says in verse two, he says, I'm going to go back to verse one, he says, praise the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Praise God in his sanctuary.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So let's remember, my eye gate is a sanctuary.
Yeah.
I lift up my eyes. I look towards the hill.
Yes.
Which covers my head.
Yes.
My eyes,
yes, sir,
have seen the promises.
Yes, come on, man.
How do my eyes see the promises? I'm so glad you asked me.
Yes, sir.
How do my eyes see the promises of
yes,
God?
Sir.
My eyes see the promises of God when I make a decision to spend time in the Word.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The Bible says his promises
come on,
are yea and amen.
Yeah.
That's a promise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now unto him.
Yes, sir.
Who is able
yes, sir.
To do
uh-huh.
exceeding.
Yeah.
My God.
I wish Alex was in the outfield
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.